It is time to start off the 10 o'clock hour here on Robinhood Radio on a Sunday morning, and that means it's time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. Willie, of course, runs the site sportingacause.com, where he lists various fundraisers, and these fundraisers are all somehow tied in with athletics. We're going to change it up just a little bit this morning. Still deal with all that, but a couple of other things. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. It's almost balmy this morning.
You know, if you might be able to get out there and, you know, hit the golf ball a little today, but if you don't do it today, I think you're going to be done for the winter.
Well, I might just. The clubs reside in the garage until I sadly believe that the season is truly over. So they're still in the garage. It's a quick trip to the truck, and that may happen. We'll see. Before I get going with the calendar, which is pretty lean, as I've said before, there's a little bit of local nonprofit news that I wanted to talk about. Both Marlene White and Tina Hogan, who have been stalwarts with the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's in the Litchfield County area, are both leaving. Marlene's leaving the area. She'll be connecting with another walk wherever her adventure takes her. And Tina is going to be working at the Gear Village in the admissions as an admission liaison / outreach specialist. Both of them, as you know, Marshall, they've been tireless in their efforts to promote the end of Alzheimer's. And it's going to be a big loss. I've written extensively about their work on sportingacause.com, and truly they'll be missed, but they'll be appreciated wherever they go. By the way, it looks like Lime Rock Park will again be supporting the Alzheimer's Association in 2021, so that's good news. And I saw where the Walk to End Alzheimer's, our local version, raised $50,000 this year, which is really good, but it reflects the difference between a virtual event, which so many events turn to this year, and an in-person walk or run or whatever the event is. If memory serves, I think the walk earned around $90,000 last year versus $50,000 this year. And you can't deny the power of a large number of people coming together in person for a cause, no matter what it is. There's an energy that's generated, and the fundraising capabilities just can't be compared to a virtual event. And it's important for your listeners to know this, because whatever the cause you have that's dear to your heart, and we all have them, you can assume that they've been hurting this year. Almost all the time, fundraisers were either canceled or postponed or made virtual, and their fundraising efforts, almost in every case, have fallen short because of it. So when you're writing out your checks or whatever form of support you give to your causes, just keep that in mind. More than ever before, they need your help. Moving on to the calendar, this Thursday, the 17th, the White Hart Inn is hosting its Chicken Pot Pie Dinner for the seventh year. It's a sports-related fundraiser because they give all the proceeds to SWASA for our ski jumping programs. But this year, the Pot Pie Dinner is going to be a takeout format. It's $25 per dinner and includes an extraordinary chicken pot pie, mashed potatoes, and a sticky toffee pudding. And I can vouch for this. It's just an extraordinary dinner. It's comfort food at its best. And you can get the details on sportingacause.com on the homepage. And I say in there that you can order online through the whiteheartinn.com website, but apparently that's not the case. I've gotten some feedback. So you can just call their number. It's 435-0030. The number I've got on my website. And you can just order by phone. Excuse me. And you can pick it up at Provisions, which is on the Route 41 side of the White Hart Inn. And when you get there, you can either walk into Provisions and pick up your dinner wearing a mask, or you can call from the parking lot, and it'll be delivered to your car, if that makes you more comfortable. Next Saturday, the 19th, as I reported last week, the Jingle Bell Fun Run has been canceled up in Pittsfield. This has always been a free race. There's no entry fee to it. But people who participated were asked to make donations to the Eagle Toy Fund, and that is the Berkshire Eagles' effort to provide toys to youngsters in the Berkshire County area. Also next Saturday, I reported last Sunday that the Norfolk annual Pub 10-Mile Run was happening in Norfolk. Well, between last Sunday and today, that's been postponed for reasons I'm not sure. But it's been postponed to January 30th, Saturday. And as far as I know, all the details, the other details remain the same, except for the date. January 1st and 2nd, SWASA is holding its junior jump camp. It's for children ages 7 and up. And there'll be changes for that, too, changes in format. And I'll talk more about that next week. We're still in the throes of figuring that all out. But one of the main changes that people should know about is that children will have to have downhill skiing experience to participate. In the past, you could be a never-ever and still take part in the camp and learn from it. But for a child who's never been on skis before, it requires positioning. You have to be held kind of in place before you go down the landing hill, and there can be no contact this year. So the decision was made, sadly, because I'm sure there'll be a couple of youngsters who won't be able to participate. The coaches and helpers can't touch the kids, so they have to be savvy enough on skis so that they can position themselves on their own. And I'll talk further about the other changes. Also on January 1st, New Year's Day, the Milton Resolution Run has been canceled. This has been a long-time tradition in the Milton section of Litchfield, and that decision was just made this week by organizers that it just didn't make sense to hold it, so that's been canceled. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. In an effort maybe to end on a positive note, because there's so much negativity, I thought I'd just make mention the Connecticut High School Coaches Association made their all-state selections, and they include some local names, which I'd like to pass along. For girls soccer, Victoria Dodge and Sydney Sagala, those are names we've been hearing over the years. They've been great athletes in the Housatonic program. And there are a couple names that maybe are a little less heralded. One is Margaret Rafferty for girls volleyball, and Charlotte Clulow for girls cross country. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. So kudos to all of them. They've had great careers, and this year, like so many things, their experiences have been less than it could have been, but they prevailed, and good for them for that honor.
Yeah, it's one of those things that when you look back at last year and now this year, our students were deprived and have been and are being deprived of an important part of going to school, especially for high school, and that is the socialization, the sports, the clubs that they join that further enhance their experience in life and also their education. So these students are missing out on an awful lot. Even though they're doing remote learning, the teachers are missing out on a lot. So it's a time where we're all adapting and missing out on a lot of different things. And it's really important for us to remember that when we look at one another and put our political divisions aside and say, you know what, we've got light at the end of the tunnel now from this COVID-19. Let's just get together. And hopefully by the end of the summer, we'll all be back to normal Kids can live like kids, students can live like students, and the rest of us can go on with our normal fare.
Well, let us pray, Marshall. There are lessons to be learned, you know, and when we return to whatever normal is going to be, let's hope we have learned something that we can appreciate each other a little better than maybe we have in the past.
All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so much. You take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, that is sportingacause.com on the web.